Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Bob Surratt.
I am the morning DJ at WGN.
Good morning. It's 8:39, and this is the time of year a lot of people call that Butterball Hotline. Yeah, they have experts, and they answer questions online, chat, email, phone. So I thought this morning I would try to get through to them because Lord knows I have a lot of problems.
Welcome to Butterball. To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk line, for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3. If you have a product,
all right, I pressed
your call
3.
May be monitored or recorded to ensure quality customer service.
Okay,
thank you for calling the Butterball Turkey Talk line.
You're welcome.
All turkey experts are assisting other callers.
Of course.
For self-service options to frequently asked questions, press 1.
No.
Or visit Butterball.com for information on turkey preparation, recipes, and more. If you would like
no.
to leave a callback number
no.
and keep your place in line, press 2. Or remain on the line for the next available
okay.
expert.
I'll remain on the line and listen to this lovely music because I don't want any
thanks for holding
machine.
For the next expert.
Okay.
This year, we're bringing the Butterball Turkey Talk line to your Amazon Alexa-enabled devices.
No.
Just say, Alexa, enable Butterball, and ask any of your turkey questions.
Mm-hmm. I'll wait for a human. Hopefully, it'll be before 9. It's kind of a moment of zen. Yeah,
while you wait
for
the next available expert, here's a tip for the quickest way to thaw your turkey. Place your turkey in cold water, breast side down. Allow 30 minutes of thaw time for every pound of turkey.
Oh, here we go.
Hi, can you hold just for a moment? I'll be right with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks for your patience. Butterball Turkey Talk Line. How can I help you?
Good morning to you. I have two questions.
Good morning.
First
okay.
of all, is it giblets or giblets?
I think it's giblets.
Giblets, okay. Now, it's kind of gross sticking my hand in the turkey to get that bag of giblets out. Is there a service or can you send somebody out to the house to do that for me?
No.
I got to do that myself?
You got to do it yourself. If it's in a bag, I don't know why that's an issue, but anyway.
And then what if I want to cook my bird with the giblets in there? Just leave them in there.
Well, it's not suggested, but you could do that because those are oven-proof. People do leave them in there by mistake, but I wouldn't. Why don't you just take something like tongs if you're that concerned? Take a tongs and take them out that way. But there is a neck, too. You got to take the neck out, so you take both of them out. But I,
how do I get the neck out?
The same thing. If the turkey's defrosted, it's in a bag. You just go in and pull it out, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I could get some like neighborhood kid to do that for me. Is it easy to do?
Yeah, it's nothing at all. You just defrost it and pull it out.
And then if I do cook the neck and the giblets in there, what would it taste like? What would my bird taste like?
It wouldn't taste bad at all because they're oven proof, but it's not suggested that you do that.
And I'm just having a couple people over. Would I tell them that I've cooked the neck and the giblets all together this year?
No, I wouldn't tell them that. I'd do what I said. If you're that concerned, go ahead and get some tongs and take them and it'll come right out. And, you know, I want to be courteous to you, but I got lots of people waiting, and I can't tell you any more than to tell you that to take some tongs, take them out, and then go ahead and cook the turkey. And I can help you if you want any advice that way, but I can't tell you take them out. I don't have anybody to send over. I don't know any neighborhood kids or anything, and I got a lot of people waiting. So if I answer your question, then I got to leave you. But if not, I'll answer anything else you got a problem with.
Yeah, sure. You've been very kind. You've given me a good idea. You know, I got a broom over here with a long handle. Maybe I'll just stick the broom in there and wedge it out, wedge the giblets and neck out that way.
Whatever you want to do, sir.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Okay, bye.
Take care now.
Bye.
Yeah, he was very patient and helpful, and I just wanted to get prepared to help Marianne in the kitchen.
He sounded really annoyed.
At the end, he was. I don't blame him. We'll talk to the Turkey Butterball Hotline supervisor and find out what some of the real issues are this year and what kind of calls they're getting.
That wasn't the supervisor?
No, that was not the supervisor. So she'll tell us about the folks that she talks to and that the operators talk to nationally, right here from Chicago, you know, other than nitwits like me. That's next after a quick break. It's the Butterball Turkey Talk Line Supervisor, Carol Miller. Carol, you've got a lot of kind, courteous, very patient, knowledgeable folks helping everybody this year again. How you doing?
Well, good morning, Bob. How are you this morning?
I'm about 80% right now because I feel like it's Friday and we're all looking forward to Thanksgiving. And I know you have been supervising all of the operators and experts on the Butterball Hotline for how many years is it now?
You know, I cannot count them on my toes and my fingers. I've gone over that. I believe this is my 37th Thanksgiving season. And, you know, Bob, it's different this year, just like everyone else. It's a different Thanksgiving. We're ready to celebrate it. We may not be in our noisy office with 50 people talking. We're all doing it remote, just like everyone else. But it's all good. We've got the information that those first-time cooks that are not going to grandma's.
And for that,
for themselves,
you're going to get a lot of interesting questions this year. And I bet number one is always thawing the bird. And right now it's a little late. So what happens if someone gets a frozen turkey today?
Well, not all is lost. I mean, if you thought it had, it's one day for every 4 pounds in the refrigerator, but if it's still frozen, it's still in your grocery cart, you're going to have to do some cold water thawing. Keep that bird right in its wrapper, fill up your sink, a picnic cooler with cold water. It's going to take your attention, though. It's every 30 minutes. Change that water. New tap water goes in. It's for every pound of turkey, it's a half an hour in the water. So maybe set a timer on your stove or something to remind you to change that water. But it's doable. Do not wait till tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is roasting. It's not thawing time.
What are some of the, stupid questions you get from, nong-nongs like me over the years who may be doing this for the first time or they're inexperienced? What are some memorable conversations you've had over the years, Carol?
Well, you know, Thanksgiving Day is the most fun day for us to take calls and answer chats and emails and things like that. And we had a caller who, and this happens quite often, they call and say there is no the turkey.
There's no what? You cut out there for a second.
There is no meat on the turkey. They're trying to cut the breast of the turkey. There just isn't any. What's wrong with the turkey? And after, some kind questions and figuring out, they've roasted it upside down. So they just need to turn the turkey over and voila, there's a beautiful white meat, those legs, those dark things. So sometimes it's really basic. On Thanksgiving Day also, is my turkey done? And you get the call. One lady had not one thermometer, but she had four thermometers in her, her turkey, still called us to get some expert advice. So that's the great day. Now we're talking to one person. Tomorrow it'll be a house full of people. Maybe not as big a house as usual, but there will be people waiting for that turkey to get to their table. And calling us at 1-800-BUTTERBALL or logging on to butterball.com, get some great information, even how-to videos.
And this year, as you mentioned, smaller get-togethers, a lot of first-time cooks. You've probably already been getting some interesting calls from people who haven't had much experience cooking Thanksgiving dinner.
Right, right. You know, you've got to plan ahead. You've got to get that turkey thawed out. You have to have a meat thermometer, and that's so much that we preach, not only for food safety, but you cannot walk into the kitchen and take the smell of the turkey if it's done. You the color of the turkey to know if it's done. You need that meat thermometer to know that it's the perfect time to take it out of the oven when the breast is 170, that dark inner thigh is 180. And I don't know if your family still stuffs the turkey, but the stuffing has to reach 165. And then, you know, you're ready to go. Lots of people will look at the roasting chart and they'll think, well, it says 3 hours. I'm going to get 45 minutes. It's going to be even better. No, no, no. It's just going to dry it out. Got to take it out of the oven at those perfect temperatures and you're going to be a pro, a turkey expert, just like us.
Are people frying turkeys a lot now and using the barbecue, things like that?
Oh, they are, definitely. We get more and more calls every year. And it's a great way. It's my favorite way to grill a turkey. I love it on the 4th of July, but it's great even on Thanksgiving. It gets another cook helping the other cook. It's an easier cleanup. It quickly, they're beautiful turkeys. If you're frying a turkey, one good tip is before, especially if you're outside in a propane tank, before you lower that turkey, which has to be completely thawed, before you lower it down into that hot oil, turn off the propane burner. Then there's no flame in case you have a spillover. And then don't forget to turn it back on. Just a little safety tip.
I had a deep-fried turkey that my brother-in-law made a few years ago. I don't know how healthy it was, but it sure tasted great.
Oh, yeah. Lots of people like to put extra infusions in it, some little hot Cajun taste and things like that. And if you have a big crowd, you can have one turkey in the oven and one in the fryer, one on the grill. And also, that also leaves your oven. If you are making turkey outside, your oven is free. You can do the casseroles and the pies. It takes a little stress out of getting everything to the table on time.
So, Carol, you supervise operators who handle calls from all over the country, don't you?
We do. We do. We do have some people that are not here in the Chicagoland area, but most of our specialists are Chicago bred, and there are for Chicago and the suburbs in their kitchens answering calls, taking texts, doing live chats, and we do have the answers to the questions that people are asking today. We've been doing it since 1981 and have gathered so much information that it's hard to stump us.
Yeah, well, I tried, but I couldn't. And are you going to get to have a nice Thanksgiving dinner when your work is done?
I will. My husband is not good at Mother's Day pancakes. He made them with powdered sugar instead of flour. But he knows how to roast a turkey after listening to me all these years. So he does a good job.
I'll bet. Not good on the pancakes, but good on the turkey. All right, it's 1-800-BUTTERBALL. And is that in operation all day and all night? What are the hours, Carol?
You know what? We're open today until 9 o'clock, and tomorrow morning we'll be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We don't go away. We're here until Christmas Eve. So we do rest ourselves and take a little breaks. We're not here, 24/7.
And other than 1-800-BUTTERBALL, tell us how to get in touch. Email as well, right? And online?
Right. You just have to remember Butterball. It's butterball.com and 1-800-Butterball, and we will be there to help. Nice videos on the website. So if you like to learn by seeing and, you know, how to carve, where to put that meat thermometer, where to find the giblets, all those things are on video.
Good talk.
From our turkey experts.
Carol, always great to talk to you this time of year. Carol Miller, Butterball Turkey Talk Line Supervisor. We appreciate the work that you do and all the folks that you have on the phones and online and answering the questions, because there are a lot of people like me who don't know what they're doing.
Well, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Zoom-giving or Thanks-Zooming or whatever it may be. Thank you, Carol. Appreciate it.